Welcome back. Right, in August, psilocybin became the first South African company to get certification to manufacture marijuana for sale to consumers around the world. Now, the company also announced its plan to list on the JSE in the second quarter of 2022 as they embark on a path for growth. Manufacturing is certainly underway for export, and I spoke with CEO Gabriel Theron on the company's journey of going to market. I asked him about the investment that went into the high-tech growing facility.
I can tell you it's been a significant investment. It does not, it's really not easy to set everything up. The amount of research that you have to put in before the investment is even more. We've been very lucky that we've done our own research. We didn't hire any consultants to help us with anything. So that brought our investment down significantly. The investment amount is way above 30 million.
Okay. To
answer your question.
All right. You spoke about funders.
I can say it's friends and family.
So, yeah.
It was a very difficult initial plan. Was difficult to raise the funding, but when it started, we raised everything within 2 weeks. The valuation was basically done on potential, if I can call it that. And it was linked to what's been happening globally. So if you look at what global licenses are worth, that's how we positioned ourselves. And we did, I believe, a very generous offer to our investors. But we did not give away a lot of equity.
And you are planning to go public. I believe that you are planning to list on the JSE at around second quarter of next year. And, you know, I'm just interested in terms of, because you've said that you want to go beyond cannabis. You want to go into psychedelics and also beyond just that space in the pharmaceutical space. What kind of investment are you looking at? Because, of course, you will be having to expand. And, of course, that also speaks to how much you are looking for in terms of raising money on the JSE.
Yes. So since this whole thing started and we got the exposure, the media exposure that we did receive, we had a lot of interest online. We created a page on our website where potential investors can come and register and express their interest.
Okay.
And that exploded. The plan was to only go public second quarter next year. We've brought that forward.
Okay.
And the only reason why we brought it forward was, one, because of the interest, and two, because the industry that we find ourselves in, and I'm not talking just cannabis industry, and I'll get into that now, is moving very, very fast. And the chance of missing the boat completely is very real if we don't move quickly. So we have brought it forward. It's probably going to be within the next 4 months that we will bring some offering to the JSE. The reason for that would basically be to acquire everything that we need to acquire, and we'll go into detail about that now. Stitch it all together, and then take that to NASDAQ for our final raising. So to answer your question, the first funds that we're looking at raising here, in order for us to stitch everything together, minimum of 500 million rand.
All right. Are you planning to take on Big Pharma?
No.
Okay. All right.
We do not see ourselves as competition for Big Pharma whatsoever. The reason why is we take a very individualized approach. We understand that we cannot take... There's a capacity limitation to that. So our market and the targeted market is a very, very small community. So we're not a threat to Big Pharma in whatever way or form.
All right, so you're saying that you are not planning to go after Big Pharma, but I mean, just, you know, you will be an exporter of cannabis and all the products that you do produce. And of course, we do know that countries like Canada were first movers. In South Africa, you are the first company that has gotten certification to produce marijuana for use globally. And I'm just interested in the competitive landscape when you are looking at the global players that have been doing this for a while?
Okay, so the first thing is we're not a florist company.
Mm.
So, and why I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek, the current licenses are all for export of bulk flower material, cannabis flower material.
Mm.
We have seen already that the global market is changing so quickly. And what I mean with that is you want to be able to export product currently to, let's call it Europe or Australia.
Mm.
The problem that you're sitting with as a florist or a cultivation company is that all of those countries that we are currently trying to export to are also building up their own capacity.
Mm.
So in, I would say, 18 to 24 months, you're going to be in a scenario where you either need to come in cheaper than the guys that's growing it locally in that country, which you're going to struggle with.
Yeah.
It is cheaper to grow in South Africa. Weather does not have any impact on that because the current regulation says either indoor or greenhouse.
Mm.
Even when you go greenhouse, you still need to add electricity. You still need to add the power of the sun is only that much.
Yeah.
So in order to play in the global market, the only way, and this is what we've decided, is the only way is to have cannabis as one product line and to build a brand.
Yeah.
So if you don't have a brand, you're not going to survive the cannabis run.
And talking about being competitive, you also mentioned that you still do need electricity. We do know that we have an energy insecurity problem in South Africa and just in Africa in general. And you do still require a lot of electricity. I mean, we have, we're having the government coming out and saying, you know, what their goals are in terms of introducing renewable energy into the country. Are you planning to tap into those renewable energy sources?
Currently, for now, if you're talking cannabis and if the plan was to expand our cannabis operation, I would see that as a concern. The size of what we have here, we can sustain with generators and still be profitable.
Mm.
So for us, where we're at now, we would not upgrade, we would not upscale the cannabis side of the business. So I don't see that as a big concern to us right now.
Yeah, and when do you plan to start exporting?
So we have signed agreements with a Swiss-based company for their contract manufacturing.
Mm.
So that will kick off in December this year.
Mm.
We've also signed with an international brand, American-based brand, and we'll be exporting to Brazil, final product. So our focus is final product.
All right.
Selling flour is not really worthwhile for us.
Mm. So timelines?
Timelines, mm-hmm. December.
That was Gabriel Theron, the CEO at Psilocybin.